Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under tab 10, I'd like to draw your attention to three documents. Document 1 is the summary of the January 10th committee meeting. Document 2 is a draft control date Federal Register notice. And document 3 is an FAQ that was developed to clarify the concept of a control date. Since the last council meeting, the committee has met once. The purpose of that meeting was twofold. First, the first task was to consider the establishment of a control date in the monkfish fishery, which the committee did, and I'll be offering up a motion for that in that regard in a moment. During the committee discussion of a control date, it became apparent that there were some misconceptions among the public about control dates in general, and that it would be helpful to develop an explanatory FAQ that would clarify the utility of control dates. I thank Phil for taking care of that, and again, that's document 3 in your binder. There are also extra copies on the table outside, and I encourage the audience maybe to take a look at that in anticipation of the control date motion in a moment. The second task for the committee was to begin outlining a range of alternatives to meet the Amendment 6 golden objectives that were approved at the last council meeting. The initial discussion of potential alternatives pointed to the need for public outreach, an extensive but structured AP and industry involvement in the amendment development, particularly as it relates to the elements of catch shares. During this discussion, the committee came to a consensus that it would be helpful to schedule at least some of the AP and committee meetings back-to-back, with members of each group authorized to attend the other's meeting. In terms of the alternatives themselves, the committee concluded that the range of alternatives for Amendment 6 should be grouped into four broad alternative categories. These range from simple to complex, the first being just minor modifications to the existing day at sea system. Moving a little bit beyond that, we talked about a group of alternatives that would center around days at sea allocation and leasing. Getting progressively more complex, we're talking about integrating monkfish into sector management. And then finally, possibility of alternatives that involve individual quota management. From here, the PDT will begin to flesh out specific alternatives within each category for consideration by the AP and the committee. To kick off that effort, Phil has been developing a document in consultation with NIMS and PD staff members that will lay the groundwork and seed the ensuing development of alternatives. That's pretty much it for the committee report. I did want to pass along some information from Rick Robbins. After the announcement on Tuesday regarding the listing of Atlantic sturgeon, he indicated to me that the Mid-Atlantic is forming a committee, an FMAT, which is the equivalent of our PDT, and an AP to become engaged in the consultation process and the development of the biological opinion for Atlantic sturgeon. What they're hoping to do is make sure there's, you know, a workable outcome from that effort. The Mid-Atlantic is also has an ad hoc committee that's working on the development of Amendment 6, and in that regard, they plan on holding some workshop meetings with the industry to try to come to some consensus on specific approaches that will be helpful for the Mid-Atlantic. With going back to the Atlantic sturgeon, I don't know, maybe get a recommendation from the council on whether we also, you know, want to become involved in the consultation process. Are there any questions?
Yeah, just a comment on that. I mean, I had talked with Rick about that, and I think that that will be a topic at the executive committee and also looking at priorities and work plan. So okay. We'll have to figure out whether we want to have the same kind of ad hoc committee to work on this while we bring it to some sort of resolution.
Yeah, well, he mentioned that if the New England Council wanted to have some representatives on the committee he's putting together, that would be fine as well. Okay, if there's no more questions, then I'll move right on to the committee motion regarding the control date. Paul?
Just have one comment, Phil. I think you did a nice job on that. What is a control date? But under the 1, 2, 3, 4th bullet, in some cases when a substantial amount of time has passed between publication of a control date and the development of an FMP or management measures which use that control date, the council may publish a new control date, and this is what I'd like you to add, or reaffirm the existing date. We've reaffirmed dates, and the MID has reaffirmed dates, and as you look at how long it takes us to complete an amendment, say 3 or 4 years, and if we back up with lack of resources, you know, the determination is whether or not how stale that gets, and if we reaffirm, you know, based on historical practices, that should be okay.
Okay, I'll just read the motion here. The committee recommends that the council request that NIMS publish in the Federal Register as soon as possible a control date pertaining to the management of the monkfish fishery that is applicable to, but not limited to, limits on the accumulation of excessive control or ownership of fishing privileges, qualifying landings history, or referendum qualification. I just want to note that it's legal counsel's opinion that both councils will have to approve the creation of this control date.
That was a committee motion?
Yes, it was.
Committee motion, no second required. Discussion? Mary Beth.
Yeah, I'm just curious what the committee vote on that was.
Unanimous.
Dave.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. And this motion will establish a new control date, and it'll do it at some time in the future because the Mid-Atlantic has to vote on it as well, right? So there's no time certain in this at the moment.
George.
Yeah, there's some confusion at the Mid-Atlantic Council meeting on this point, too. The control date is always the date of publication of the announcement. So whenever the councils complete their process and we get it published, that publication date will be the control date. It's not something you determine ahead of time.
Just a follow-up then. So any of these actions that we're proposing to put a control date on that occur prior to that publication will not necessarily be affected, but do they need any language that says they could be affected or that's my question, I guess. This only says, usually they say, you know, people who do things prior to the control date may be treated differently than those that do something after, and I don't see that language here.
Mark.
We had input from Gene on this wording here, and assuming this motion passes, I'm going to offer up another motion for the council to approve draft language for that Federal Register notice, which does include all of the items that Dave just mentioned and more. So.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. Any further discussion on this? Phil.
There seems to be a little bit of confusion about the data publication issue versus the council selecting a date. And when I drafted up the FAQs and ran it through the regional office people, one of the comments and changes to it was the final sentence under the first bullet, which the control date is often the publication of the notice in the Federal Register, but the council can establish a specific date depending on its intent. And so I included that. If that's not correct, then I'll remove it. But I'd like some clarification on that.
Is it, Gene, is it always the date of publishing?
Yeah.
No matter if we pick June 1st and it's published on June 18th, it'll always be June 18th.
That's correct, because there are a couple reasons. One, these control dates are actually advance notice of proposed rulemaking. And so the control date equates to the date that advance notice of proposed rulemaking is published. That helps clarify that it's not an actual rule itself. If we were picking some independent date, we'd get away from that concept. And it's also to ensure that you don't have a date before the publication, for obvious reasons, and that there's not a lag for a date afterwards, because it would invite perhaps a flurry of actions in between those two dates.
Thank you for that clarification.
I'll remove that sentence from the FAQ update.
Anyone on the council? Anyone in the public? Back to the council. Frank.
Yeah, just looking at the Mid-Atlantic Council schedule, it's not on their agenda. So we'd be looking at if they agree to put it on probably April. The earliest that they could do it.
Is that certain? Because I immediately communicated it to their staff and indicated that this would be voted on, and they kind of concurred and everything. They have a Monkfish Committee meeting session there.
Let me bring it up.
I understand they are going to be voting on this, and
I think it's just a committee report that they have. See if I can find it. Yeah, all I see, it says committee report.
Maybe they'll take it up under the committee report. Do they list all their motions for other activities?
Yeah, no. It's not a committee meeting, it's just as far as I can see here.
Perhaps you can follow up with them and see.
Yeah, what the I'll status do that immediately.
Call the question. All those in favor, so indicate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 16. Opposed? Abstention? 1. 15-01. Motion carries. Mark.
Thank you. Now that that's passed, if you look in document 2 under tab 10, Phil has put together a draft Federal Register notice for the control date. He's done this in consultation with NEMPS. So I would take a moment to look at that, and I would like to offer up the following motion. Move that the council approve the draft Federal Register notice for a monkfish control date, it's document 2, for the submission to NEMPS.
Is that a committee motion, or?
That's a non-committee motion.
We need a second on that. Rodney?
Rip.
Phil.
Yeah, just to inform the council that this is a notice that NIMS publishes, and that once we submit it, even if we approve the language, the NOAA attorneys will have the authority to change things. So whatever we approve isn't necessarily what you'll see in the final notice.
Just so our discussion was that, I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing this. Usually you just have to, I mean, somebody's done the work for the service, but I think you did it jointly. So anyway.
I was asked to make this motion, so.
That's fine. It's fine. As I said, there's nothing wrong with it. It's council comments? Harriet?
Harriet Diedrichson from Port of New Bedford. I have a question. There's some few things here I don't understand. We had a control date, and we qualified back in 1999 to be in the monkfish fishery. And permits were given out at different levels. What is this supposed to do? What you just passed, how does this relate to where we are today when everybody has permits, they did qualify? Could you explain it to me? Because I do not understand it.
Phil, do you want to answer that question?
Yes, the initial control date was the purposes of establishing a limited entry date. If you entered the fishery after that date, because that was 1991, 8 years later, in that interim period of 8 years, if you had participated in the fishery, you did not qualify for a limited access permit. The purpose of this control date is completely different, and that is, since the councils are considering allocating shares or levels of participation, since there is the possibility that there will be a referendum and may want to use the control date to determine eligibility to participate in the referendum, including captain and crew participation. If the councils want to modify the days at sea allocation system so that it's based on days at sea used rather than a uniform allocation to every permit holder, three-quarters of which don't get used. the control date would be the date marking where your participation in the fishery up to that date is what's going to be counted. And if you try to position yourself advantageously while the council's developing management measures after that control date, that activity may not benefit you at all. And the purpose for doing that primarily is to dissuade speculative behavior, but also to protect the interests of the people who have been active in the fishery since the FMP was established up to the control date.
I have other questions. What you're saying is that they looked back to 1991 up to they passed Amendment 1 in 1999 for monkfish, correct?
The fishery management plan became effective in November of 1999.
Exactly. And you're saying they went back to look at activity for that to 1991. Is that, if I got that right?
The control date, I believe, was in February 27th of 1991, but I wouldn't put any money on that. It's sometime at the beginning of the process of developing the FMP, at the request of the industry, the councils first established a control date. Then they used the fishing activity up to that control date for a three-year period to determine the level of permit that you would get.
Okay. And in 1999, those permits were given out, correct?
Yes.
And so that was the limited access to the fishery, but also with that, you were given, I believe that time it was like four levels of permits, three or four levels of permits. And with that, you were told how much you could catch in the northern and southern areas, correct?
There were two levels of permits, and there were two areas. So you had an A or a B permit. An A and a C permit are equivalent, with the exception of the fact that the C permits have a scallop or a multi-species limited access permit already. The A and B do not.
Okay. So what you'd be talking about now, they already have limits. They have permit limits as to the days and the amount they can catch. So what you're talking about now, basically, you're trying to control would be people going out and buying a bunch of boats with those permits at this point? Is that what your objective is?
The objective of the control date is to simply mark a point in time. It may not be used for anything. For example, if the councils adopt an initial allocation program that is based on the kind of permit you have, whether or not you've been fishing since 1999, then that control date wouldn't necessarily make a difference because each permit already has been assigned something. If the councils decide to adopt an initial allocation that is equal for everyone, then, or equal with a combination of some history, then every permit's going to get some initial allocation. The ones with history might get more, but the control date would dissuade people from trying to buy those permits that have active history to accumulate more.
Right. I understand that. You clarified that. But what you're talking about now is to re-qualify. Are you looking to put new dates in to re-qualify people for different amounts of catch?
If the control date is used for allocating initial allocation based on vessel history, then some permits will have a higher allocation than others. But this is just a date. This is not does not obligate the councils to do anything with it. It just makes it safer for everyone that some people would take advantage in anticipation of something coming up, that they would position themselves and others would be then take the consequences of that once the measures are adopted. But right now it's simply the date to say anything you do after that date, it's not going to be treated the same as whatever you did prior to the date.
Right. Okay. That's sort of clear. If you're talking about just going out and buying permits so you can later do something with them, stack them, lease them, whatever. But when you talk about initial allocation, back in 99, we were given our initial allocations. So my question is, are you looking to requalify people with certain new dates to change what their initial status was? Or are you looking to work on that as you move forward? Because I see you have the word catch shares that you say you passed in November. And I also look on your paper here of glossary of fisheries management and science terms, and I don't see catch shares listed. So it's hard to really tell. I remember, it's a couple of years ago, I believe, here that Margaret Spring was here, and they had some paperwork out here saying what catch shares was. And I read the pamphlet several times, and it's really hard to pin it down to what it is. It's like a catch-all for everything and use it for anything you want. So the word catch share just by itself doesn't really mean much to me. So I'm looking to know, do you know what you're trying to do? Because we have a fishery here where it's not overfished. Overfishing isn't occurring. I was to a couple of the hearings. I was in Riverhead. I was in New Bedford. I didn't hear people wanting a change. I hear you have low budget, not enough staff, but you're working on something here that seems to be going along with no problems. Next thing, you do something, we hear more problems. And now it's going to affect a lot of fisheries. I wonder the objectives, the mentality of the whole thing. But for the immediate questions, I really don't understand what's going on. We qualified once. Is it use it or lose it? Is it requalification? What are we really talking about, or really do we not know? I understand with the control date, you're basically saying people go out and buy a lot of permits so they can stack them later or do whatever they might want to do, because that's what we've seen people have wanted to do in other fisheries, or which I can see you're giving notice on that. But I don't even know why you're bothering with the whole thing when you're out of money. Usually when someone's out of money, they prioritize and not on something that's going along smoothly. So I question it all. But could you explain to me if
Paul.
What's going to happen? What is the point?
I'll try to be clear if I can.
Thank you.
And I think what the council's had allocated permits, had given out permits. Now the council is intending on allocating quota. And so we need a qualification period to determine how much quota each boat will get. So it could go back to 1999 when people first got their permit and look to the council will develop several alternatives to allocate quota. Maybe from 99 to 2012. It may be from 2000 to 2010 because of something in the fishery, but there will be several alternatives to allocate quota based on history. So you have to separate the fact that you have a permit was issued in 1999. It may be considered way back then to allocate quota, and it certainly will be allocated to people with permits. But your answer is there's a difference between being allocated a control date for a permit and be an allocated quota based on a control date.
The people who, in 99, they were allocated levels of fishing. There were different levels that they could fish at and what they could catch. So what I'm asking is, are you calling it, are you telling me that people who have permits are going to hold their status? Because to me, you're saying two things. You might not go back to 91, you might go to 99. In 99, when you come with the new permits, as someone with trip larger boats, as one man said in Riverhead, and I would say the same thing, who owned a large boat and with multi-species permit and fish monkfish, that it wasn't economical to go down to the canyons and fish once you changed how much you could catch per day. So when you now pick new numbers, no matter how you say it, in actuality, you're going to cut out some of those people. And for people who were scalloping also that had a very good history with catching monkfish, in the rules that they went by now, they can catch 300 pounds a day when they're fishing. You don't count the traveling day. When you go in a closed area, it counts when you get there. The other days when you're on the clock. So this makes changes, and basically, no matter how you say it, it's almost a use-it-lose-it or a new time period. So it's a requalification by time. And I want to say, it isn't as simple as you're writing it on paper or what you're saying. This is going to affect a lot of people, as the trip person said in Riverhead, and I'm sure you have it on your record. I'm sure you did a very good job of reporting on the hearings.
Phil.
Yes. The nature, if, first of all, whether or not they're going to be allocating at all hasn't been decided by the council, and the way that they will be allocated hasn't been decided, or even we haven't laid out the alternatives yet, and it's conceivable that they could allocate based on permit category. So everybody who has an A or a C permit gets one, and everybody that has a C or D gets another, and then they can buy and sell as they need. That's a possibility. What this control date, nobody's going to lose their permit. Okay, they may get zero initial allocation. If the boat had been sitting up in the yard for the last 10 years and hasn't been used, it's not going to have any history. That one's not, if they use history as an allocation system, that one won't get anything. A scalloper that has incidental catch of monkfish and has a monkfish permit may get an allocation equivalent to what it's landed over the years. Really, those alternatives haven't been described yet. But this is not going to take anyone's permit away. It just may change the value. If they make an allocation based on the amount of catch that you've had in a given period during the under the FMP, the difference between an A and a B, C and D permit may go away because some A and B permits have more landings than some C or D, and they'll come out better. And the basis for having those different permits may change. They may not be necessary because you either have a permit and you can buy and sell allocation, or you don't. And the ones that don't,
well,
get one.
Well, are we talking about buying and selling now? Have we decided that? Okay. And I would suggest that on your glossary here, I would like to see what the word catchier means. And I would say it's quasi here. You're talking about changing the qualification dates. And I'll say, as a person owning a boat, taxpayer, I don't know why you're doing it when you're short of money. To me, everything that's touched is a problem. As we hear yesterday, 208, codfish is fine, now it's not. I also hear people who work for the science, National Marine Fisheries, that are on the SSC, saying that they do not agree with some things coming out of the SOC and things like that. These are problematic to me, because when I look at that, that means people of peers are not agreeing. And when I look at the definition of that in the dictionary, it basically says that's not scientific information. So I see a lot of things here that are questionable. But getting back to monkfish, I don't see the reason, unless you're trying to go to some kind of selling, because otherwise it's going along as it is. This is just to reallocate. I see it as a reallocation amendment. And I can't understand it, and I'm against it. Thank you.
Anyone else? Back to the council. Call the question. All those in favor so indicate. Fifteen in favor, opposed, abstention, one. 15-01, the motion carries. Mark.
That concludes the committee report.
Thank you. It's now 11:48. I think we will, Frank, can you do yours now?